I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. As Dungeon Master, she'll give you a flogging, and she caused a scene just by saying her job is blogging. It's Watch What Happens Live with Candy Burris and Anila Saja now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Hey, guys. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, celebrating a night of celestial parties and profits by summoning some otherworldly shadiness. My first guest is a Real Housewife of Atlanta who not only facilitated a lifetime worth of sins by bringing her friends Bolo, but she's starring in Envy, a seven deadly sins story premiering Saturday at 8 on Lifetime. Please welcome Real Housewife of Atlanta, Candy Burris. Hey, Candy.
Hey!
Great to see you. And my next guest isn't a plastic surgeon like her husband, but she has spent so many hours trying to repair botched friendships this season. Let's just give her the title. From Married to Medicine, it's Anila Saja. Hey, Anila.
Hi!
Nice to meet you, Anila.
Nice to meet you, too.
Why do you think Shamia and Portia were going in on Marlo about the lipo, Candy?
You know how that is. I mean, they just, you know, was upset with Marlo because of the things that Marlo was saying in New Orleans. So they just was like, okay, she called us fake bitches in New Orleans. So they just wanted to find a way to say that she was a fake bitch.
By the way, thoughts on Marlo saying under her breath that she could go below the belt and reveal what you know about Bolo and Portia. What was your reaction to that?
I was like, why does she keep trying to drag me into her drama? Like, reveal what you know. That's what I want her to do. Reveal what you know. Because apparently she says she knows something. She says she heard something. Why she keeps trying to talk about what I know? Reveal what you know.
I'm stunned that Kenya keeps bringing it up. Are you?
No, I'm not stunned. I'm not stunned at all, really. You know, that's kind of like what happens on this show. They go back and forth talking about each other over and over again.
Anila, were you surprised by how fast you were able to patch things up with Contessa tonight?
Yeah, you know, when I met her, I thought she was a great person, you know? And so when we just were able to talk it out like grown adults. And she apologized to me, I apologized to her, and we worked it out.
Do you think everyone's apologies tonight at the healing party are gonna stick?
No.
Right. Now, Dr. Jackie and Simone, I was happy to see them mend fences and agree to start moving forward. Without giving too much away, are we gonna see more positivity there?
You said what?
No, I'm asking Anila, do you think, are we going to see more positivity from Jackie and Simone, do you think?
I'm hoping so. You know, their friendship has been for 20 years, you know, and it's been on the line. They've had like a great friendship and it's sad to see it, but I'm really hoping that things will work itself out and they will, you know, I sometimes feel like, you know, there's got to be a little bit of a turn up, you know, for them to get better.
Right. Candy, the whole Prophet Lot thing was a little confusing, but he got on FaceTime and he basically said, no, nothing's happening with he and LaToya. So are you thinking that Drew made it up, or where do you think it came from?
Well, I mean, I don't really know where it came from, but I just was like, why is it so important to Drew? Because to me, I'm like, okay, clearly they said that the man is single. So like, even if he did like LaToya, why does she care? Like, what is the big deal? I didn't even understand it.
Mm. Well, Candy, your Mistress Angel reunion look broke the internet last week, and you were so good at doling out demands as Dungeon Master at Cynthia's Bachelorette party a few weeks back that I thought we could sub in some alternate scenarios for a round of Demandy Burris. I have questions. Pick your answers between Portia, Cynthia, Kenya, Drew, Marlo, Shamia, and LaToya. Who would you demand give you full access to her closet of this group?
Marlo.
Who needs a brief ban from social media?
Drew.
Who needs to up her freak number post-haste?
Cynthia.
Who needs to cop to having had some nips and tucks?
Well, according to Shamia, I guess it would be Marlo.
Right. Who needs a little bedroom candy in her life?
Cynthia.
I thought for sure you were going to say they all do, being the saleswoman that you are.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. They all can use it because I have a little something for everybody.
Of course you do. Yes, of course you do. Who needs to be less subservient to her man?
Less subservient?
Yeah.
Kenya.
Yeah. Yes. Are you surprised when you see how Kenya, like, what do you think it is that Kenya's not cutting the cord here with him?
Well, you know what? Kenya is totally different in her relationship than she is, you know, with us girls. You know, with us girls, she's ready to go to battle all the time. But with him, it's like she, you know, is trying to be real soft about the way that she handles things, which I guess is good because no matter what, she wants to have a good relationship with him for the sake of their daughter.
Right, right, right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Who would you invite into your and Todd's bedroom of this group?
None of them.
All right. Who needs the most therapy of this group?
My goodness. Everybody.
Everybody.
We need a whole good therapist to do to talk it out with everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, Mistress Angel. I appreciate it. Anila, since you've just joined the Married to Medicine crew, it's time for a routine checkup. Give us a temperature check on these situations facing your friend group. How do you feel about Heavenly basically telling you that blogging is not a real job?
Oh my God. First of all, she does 50 different things. She's got so many jobs. So who is she to talk? Like, can we understand what job she has?
Well, she's a dentist.
She's a dentist. She's a relationship expert. She's now opening up a beauty store.
Oh, right.
So I'm sorry. I'm a blogger and I'm an expert in that. And I get a paycheck.
Did you find it shady for Toya to bring Lisa Nicole and Carrie Wells to Contessa's energy healing event?
You know what? Honestly, it's not that it's shady, but it's just like, why? You know, I mean, if you're invited, you go. There's no plus one. And for this thing, no plus two.
How do you feel about Toya and Eugene's bubble bath?
Uninterested. T-M-I.
Being new to the group, what's your take on Jackie and Simone's divide?
I think it's sad. You know, they have a 20-year friendship online, you know? So I'm hoping that they'll mend things and they'll be they'll be good, you know, so you'll just have to stay tuned.
How do you feel about Heavenly's insisting it's your job to care for the kids, not your husband's?
Okay, first of all, that what she's saying is old fashioned. Hold up, old fashioned. You know, that's back in the day, okay, maybe in 1975, but we're in 2021, girl. No, thank you.
How do you think Toya is, or do you think Toya is blowing the Contessa shoegate way out of proportion?
Absolutely. I mean, as far as I heard, she was wearing a onesie, but hey, no shoes in my house.
Now that you've been in both homes, do Toya and Heavenly share decor styles?
They have, okay, listen, it's a reach, okay, because everyone wants a fireplace, everyone wants a pool, everyone wants a nice closet. I mean, I want my blogger closet, so it's a little bit of a reach.
All right, thank you very much, Anila. Courtney K wants to know, Candy, do you actually believe Cynthia has no idea what motorboating is?
I don't know, because, you know, Cynthia, she don't know a lot of things when it comes to, you know, I don't know. She'll be like, what? I don't understand. I don't get, you know, so sometimes a lot of stuff goes over her head, you know, I noticed.
Anila, Sammy Yu wants to know if Quad was wrong for misinterpreting Dr. Heavenly's emojis under her sexy photo.
You know, I think she was. That's Heavenly. She likes to put different emojis out there. So Quad, I mean, it was just honestly a misunderstanding.
By the way, Anila, what was your reaction when you saw the scenes on TV between your husband and your mom?
Oh, God, it's nothing new. I mean, that is my mom right there. Like, that's just how she is. And her and Karen, they have conflict.
Candy can identify. Mm. Let's go to our virtual audience. Peter, what's your question for Anila?
Hi, Andy. Hey. Hi, Anila. We love you all. Our question is for Anila. Why did you decide to play mediator between Contessa and Toya?
Looking back, do you regret your decision to step in?
Definitely. Honestly, looking back,
hold on. I love the coordinated sip of the Moscow Mules. I just have to give a shout out. I love this couple. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
That's cute. That's really cute. Honestly, looking back, I wish I did not get involved because I guess there's way more to it than just the damn shoe issue. Because to me, that was just not deep. You know, it's something that they could just get over, especially during my Rocky ceremony. It's all about, you know, a bond between brothers and sisters. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity for them to bond together.
Christina H. wants to know, Candy, why did Marlo insert herself in Kenya and Portia's drama in the first place? Is that her idea of trying to be a good friend to both of them?
That part I did not understand at all, because, I mean, in my opinion, it was really unnecessary. You know, clearly they all have, you know, switch swapped friendships at different times. And it didn't necessarily mean that she had to go against one or the other to be a friend. And she didn't have to bring up that stuff about Portia at the table and make it uncomfortable for Portia in front of Big Frida and embarrassed us all. It was just crazy. I was just like, ugh.
In front of Big Frida, no less.
Yes, I was like, why?
Anila, Chris R. wants to know why you allowed Contessa to drop that napkin on your head like that.
It's so funny. In the heat of the moment when I was trying to get her not to leave, I didn't even notice the napkin drop until I watched the episode. I had no idea. If I would have known that, it would have been a different story.
Candy, Lizzie E. once says, we haven't seen much of Mama Joyce this season. What does she have to say about all the drama surrounding Bolo? What did she think of that episode?
You know what? I mean, well, first of all, she thought that was crazy, of course, but she didn't get into it. I mean, you know, she wanted to know the tea, you know, but right. She didn't get all off into it. She was tripping that Kenya was telling everything.
Right. Well, no matter what the theme has been for every party on Atlanta this season, a consistent theme has been not serving enough food. So in honor of the small offering at Kenya's place tonight, let's explore other faux pas in the Bravo universe with Hostess or No Sis. I'm going to raid off various party fouls. Tell me if they're acceptable or not. A hostess who only orders crab cakes for herself and not her guests.
That's a no, sis.
No, sis. No, okay. Sis. Forcing a house guest to jump in a lake because it's fun, but the house guest doesn't swim.
Oh, that's a no, sis.
Right.
Who's going to save her?
What'd you say? Who's going to save her? Right. Okay. Hiding crickets in a pizza to trick your guests into eating them.
Whoa, no, sis.
No. Okay. Banishing the guest you like the least to the smallest room in the house on a girl's trip.
That's kind of a hostess, but a no, sis.
Okay.
Like, that was dead wrong, like, but I can see why she did it.
Serving cold meatballs as hors d'oeuvres.
You know how I am about my food.
Throwing a butter knife at a guest.
No, sis.
Having a cash bar at your anniversary party.
No, sis.
Arriving to your party dressed as Beyonce.
Hostess.
All right. I wanted to end on a positive. All right. Thank you very much. Candy, Rodney L. wants to know when the last time you spoke to Tanya was, and do you know where she stands with Kenya after she tried to throw dirt on her name?
Oh, I haven't talked to Tanya in a long time. It has been a minute. I know she just hit me in over in the DM one time to let me know that she was working on a project that she was putting together, and she had stopped by my store, but that was like some months ago.
Sam R. emailed Anila, who did Toya warn you to keep an eye out for the most when she first brought you into the group?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Heavenly, for sure. She's like, she's going to come for you.
All right. Well, there you go. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Candy, seeing you thrive in the role of Dungeon Master made us all want to become a glutton for punishment. Tonight, we're whipping out the top 5 punishments on Bravo. At number 5, here's Ramona issuing a punishment straight out of the Housewives rule book after Kristen got her hair wet.
It's really not nice, okay? Just get out of my face.
Okay, that didn't go well. At number 4, there's no harsher consequence than a farewell from Ken Todd.
You're not my friend or her friend, so you get out. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle. Is there any punishment crueler than taking away an artist's voice? That's number 3 coming from Lisa Vanderpump and directed towards DJ James Kennedy.
I cannot give you one more chance.
I won't be naughty again.
Number 2 is our favorite aquatic penalty from Margaret Josephs and her husband Joe.
You go home tonight, she's gonna bitch slap you.
You emasculate him every fucking minute.
That's not good.
Your husband's in the pool.
I'll never get over it. And at number 1, Candy's punishing skills run in the family. Here's Mama Joyce tossing her shoe at Carmen.
You were acting a fool. You stopped acting a fool. Look at you. That's crazy. You're somebody's mom.
As far as I'm concerned, all those punishments are very rewarding. I want to thank Candy and Anila for being here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
All right, we are back. Candy's movie, Envy, A Seven Deadly Sins Story, premieres Saturday on Lifetime. And you can see Anila on Married to Medicine every Sunday night at 9 on Bravo. Candy, that had to be fun to make the movie.
Oh, it was super fun. And I had a stunt double.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's a stunt that happens. I can't tell you the whole thing, but, yeah, there's something that happens in the movie that I had to have a stunt double for it, so it's really cool.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Anila, this is a good one. Shani J texted and said, since you've said you watched Married to Medicine prior to joining the group, which of the ladies defied your expectations of what they'd be like?
I definitely think Toya's who she is. I mean, that's how she is when being her friend. I love, Simone. She is like my big sister. She's great. And, Jackie, Dr. Jackie is amazing. Like, I love talking to her and hearing her speak.
Great. Anyone in the audience have any more questions before we go? The woman on the top right, Rocco. Hello.
Hi. So I had a question for Candy.
Okay.
I was wondering, did you think that the reason that Kenya is so upset with everyone is because they're showing a lot of loyalty to Portia by not talking about what happened with Bolo, and she doesn't think she would get that same loyalty?
I definitely know that Kenya was definitely upset with me, especially for not really discussing what went on that night, because she kind of felt like, you know, why would you not talk about it? You know, people have done you wrong in the past. You know, you should, you know, just talk about it. You know, we're all in a cast house when things are happening. These are the things we're supposed to talk about. But for me, it's like a double whammy. It's like, I'm all about pro, live your best life, pro, you know, being
fly your freak flag.
Sexually, yeah, let your freak fly.
Like,
and,
right.
And don't judge people for it. So, I didn't want to, you know, be in a position where I have to, like, put somebody on the stake for, you know, having fun or doing whatever they want to do. And so it just put me in a weird situation, you know what I mean? But I love Kenya, and don't get me wrong, that's my girl to the end, but I just, you know, kind of like, was just in a weird situation on this point.
There you go. All right. Thank you, audience. Thank you, Candy. Thank you, Anila. Watch Candy's movie Saturday night on Lifetime. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.